are doing the Folk and Good Music Show here today with a little variation. We're going to sort of mix it up today. It's Mardi Gras time down in New Orleans, and yes, there is a Mardi Gras going on. So later in the program, we're going to do a little musical tribute to the Mardi Gras because we have a lot of things Mardi Gras to listen to. I guess you could say musically, that is. And but in the meantime, we are lucky enough to have a live guest. We have Paul Spidel, who's here with us. He has a band called the Paul Spidel Band, and his album is called Guitar, Bass, and Drums, and it is a brand new recording, and we're very happy that it's here with us this afternoon to talk about this new album and where he might be seen performing this music. So let me put him on the microphone. Welcome. Good to have you, Paul.
Thanks a lot, Morgan.
Glad to have you here. And why don't you tell us a little bit how this came together and if you are performing anywhere soon so people can go out and see you play.
Yeah, well, first off, I want to thank you and Jim Carty for inviting me on today.
Oh, you're most welcome.
It's a beautiful day. I'm from the Midwest originally. I grew up in the Chicago area, so this kind of weather really makes me feel right at home.
Oh, good.
Particularly doing some blues. So
we'll move out to the Midwest then, where the weather's better. Yes,
that's true.
At the moment, but that's cool.
Yeah. Well, this was our second record. We released our debut CD in 2004, and that was a self-titled album, Paul Spidel Band. And we had a lot of a good response to that show. The debut show we did with that at the Attic in Newton. It's sort of been kind of one of our home stadiums, so to speak. And we're going to be following this release up with sort of a one-hour power set at the Attic on Sunday, March 5th from 7 to 8. We did the official CD release party at the Cantab a couple of weeks ago and had a great time there. So we're asking everyone to come down to the Attic in Newton Center and check us out on Sunday, March 5th for that one. But the album was recorded live. We did it at the Rendezvous in Waltham, which is another club we've been at for a lot of years. And the owner, Jimmy, there was gracious enough to let us come in a few nights and just roll the tape last fall. And we had some 8 hours of music to cull through. And so it's raw and energetic and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Excellent. Well, this is a brand new album. Are you just about to release it, or is it released now?
Well, it was released officially December 27th, right before the new year. We're hoping to get it out before the holidays, but these things never go the way you plan. So,
right.
But we did. Yeah, it came out in 2005, just the tail end of 2005.
Good. Yeah. Well, why don't we give it a listen? We're going to start off with the first track on it called "Dogging the Walk," and it's available anywhere around the Boston area, and of course the Attic is a really cool place to go to if you have a chance, if you're in that area. It's you can make a great evening of it. There's some wonderful restaurants in that area. It's also Johnny's Luncheonette, which is a pretty cool place.
Right, yeah.
And you can also have some good healthy food in that area too, so you can go down and enjoy it all within walking distance of one another. So, but why don't we start off with this, and we're going to be talking to Paul Spidel. Glad he's here this afternoon in this lovely weather we're having, and hopefully it will stay this way. It won't get too bad, because this possibility could intensify. So, but we're glad to be here at WMFO, and glad to have Paul with us. So
thank you.
Here's a track, and I hope you enjoy. This is WMFO. We'll be back to you in just a few minutes. Thanks. That is the end of this piece. The piece, by the way, is called Doggin' the Walk, and that's by the Paul Spidel Band. And they are here with us, or actually he's here with us, I should say, and he's going to be performing around town at the Attic coming up in April, right?
March 5th.
March 5th, I'm sorry, yes. We highly recommend you go down and see that. That's Sunday, March 5th, if my memory serves me right, because March 4th is Saturday. So it makes perfect sense. Anyway, so tell us how this all came together. You recorded that particular track at the Rendezvous in Waltham, is that right?
Yeah, we had planned on doing another studio release in 2005 to follow up on our debut, which came out in 2004. And actually, I was renovating my own home studio to work on that, and renovations always seem to go longer than you expect. So we had a bunch of tunes that we've been playing live for a few years, and I had planned on doing a live CD at some point anyways, you know, the live shows always seem to have, you know, more energy than the the studio recordings do, without the spit and polish. And it just seemed to make sense, you know, like, why don't we do this live record now?